It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Spent a little time this morning talking about, you know, the foods that you probably wouldn't feed your family right now, but seemed like a staple in your diet when you were a kid. Your parents are horrible. That's on the way a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go. It has been a full 5 days, almost to the minute, since I've pooped.
That's like not good.
I know.
What's the deal?
I think it's the stress of moving.
Oh my
and,
God.
And buying and selling is got me. And usually I don't get stressed out by really anything, but it's because it's usually I can triage in my life what needs to be accomplished right now.
Yeah.
And then in my spare time, I can chip away at something else. The problem is I don't have spare time. Like, as much as I love baseball, at this exact moment in my life, it was the worst thing for our high school baseball season to start this week.
You were so looking forward to
it. I love it. I love being with the kids. I love coaching. I really, really do. It's kind of my passion. But I need those extra, like, 15 hours this week back.
It's up there with, they say, one of the most stressful things that a couple or a person will go
through. If my
marriage
survives this, I'm good for the rest.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of money is at stake. You are buying a new house. You're selling two properties. You have to downsize everything. I don't have a truck, so I can't help.
I've had several people text me over the last couple of days. You know, my back is really, really hurting. So
I secretly texted your wife. I said, don't tell him I'm offering to help.
It's coming together. It's just everything had to be done so fast. And now it's like a waiting game. So I should be able to. I'm hoping I'm going to run some Miralax through the system today. And I'm hoping to be able to rifle one. I'm trying. And then I started thinking to myself, if this happens at school, like during practice, I know those toilets can handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the one here at work, and I'm pretty sure all of my toilets can handle it, but I was kind of thinking the gym would be the best place for this to happen because those are some industrial flushes.
Do you want me to scare it out of you, or is that the hiccups?
I think that's the hiccups, I don't know. But so I brought Miralax here, and as we're wrapping up the show, I'm going to pound an extra big chunk of it.
Yes.
And then hopefully by the time I get to the gym, everything's loosened up. I've never really taken a laxative before though. So how long does it take to go through you?
8 hours.
Oh no, really? So I should have taken it. Oh
yeah. You should have taken it at midnight.
So if I take it at 10 today, that means right during the heart of baseball practice. So I'm going to have to time this out a little bit better. I really thought it would be like a 15 or 20 minute thing.
No. You could do it like a suppository.
No.
That might encourage it.
Those are so useless, you can shove them up your ass.
Well, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, it's a
tough
one.
You look really bloated.
I feel super bloated. Like, I can't, like, regardless, doesn't matter.
What's trending?
Trending is this woman. She's 83 years old, and she lives in Brooklyn. She has devoted her whole life to living in the color green. She's obsessed.
I wake up in the morning, and it's very happy and pleasing, and I make my coffee in a green coffee maker. My grinder's green. It's just a green world.
Yeah, green undies, I bet.
I bet.
89.
I bet. Well, everything is green in her house. It's wild. Her couch, everything. Rugs, paint color, duvet spread.
That would screw up all my cones and my rods. I'd go outside and it would be all messy.
Yeah. I think if it brings you joy, you got to do what you got to do. But if you had to live your life in just one color, like your whole house, everything, your car, your clothes, what color would that be?
Maroon. The deep,
ew.
The deep maroon.
Ugh. I'm an Anoka tornado, TORNADOES, and we are maroon.
Ew.
Maroon and white. We're going to stomp you tonight, whatever the cheer was. So I can't do maroon anymore. I was a good maroon for a decade and a half. I'm going to say I would probably, beige is a color, yeah. I know.
It's I would go kind crisp of like a white, shade. Too. I think white would be amazing. Just everything be bright and like clean.
Yeah, I'm so boring. My whole life already is like beige. This is the most colorful thing I own.
They say it's very soothing.
It is soothing.
Yeah, beige.
I'm always calm, aren't I?
Bingo! How fun!
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo what bingo?
Bingo!
Bingo!
So, Kat's going to get the bingo this morning. If you're the first person through, you're on line one right now, and you are somebody listening who...
who has a warning for somebody. So play back this warning. This is from a woman that was partying in Vegas, and she obviously is a girl's girl, wants to give a heads up here.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters, so I went over and I just said, hi, where are you from, whatever, and he was super flirty. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats, and I have his Instagram. His name rhymes with Kat Saddams. I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
So I want you to be as vague as that, by the way. I want you to, like, not use names, not allowed to do that, or, like, business names or anything.
Okay, so. And I get the bingo. If you're somebody listening who went to school and now you're doing nothing with your education, kind of like me. Courtney, who's going to get the bingo here?
JJ is.
Okay.
So, first off, what'd you go to school for?
I got a master's degree in higher education. So I was in school for 6 years doing that.
And you are doing what now that has nothing to do with that degree?
I work in banking now, so I completely 180. I'm working in finance.
All right.
And do you regret not going into what you went to school for? Like, would you want to pursue that later on?
No, I did about 3 years in higher education, so okay. I did give it a shot, but I changed roles, and I'm much happier where I am.
Okay. What was the primary factor that led you to going into finance? Was it, I mean, we all know that almost every educator is underpaid. Was that the big deal?
That was the big deal, mm-hmm. Yes. I wanted to start a family, and that just came down to
that
it.
That is so sad.
I think we all know families that have like two teachers mm-hmm. as parents, and I'm like, how do you get by? Mm-hmm. Like, they are so severely underpaid.
So you work at an actual bank branch?
We work remotely, but yes. Yep.
Do you find that most of the people you work with have some kind of a finance degree or economics degree?
It's kind of a mix. Most of them I would say yes, but there are a handful that don't.
Okay. We always ask, like, people that work at banks when they call in, is there a protocol for the first person that goes into the bank? Like, if the shades are shut, that means you're probably being robbed, or, like, you have to have them turned a certain way? Like George Washington out?
I don't know. I work remotely, so I've never actually had to do any of that.
Okay. So you don't have to touch any of that that nasty stripper money or cocaine money?
No, that's not for me.
All right. Well, if you were going to go in, though, you'd search it out, right?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
What a way to build up your immunity, though.
Yeah.
Lick away.
Yeah. If you're not working around some good stripper money, then you really don't know how to be healthy. All right.
Well, good.
Great job. Thanks for the story. Gotten a brief discussion about the crap our parents used to feed us. And I brought... when my dad was in the military, he had just boxes, and I don't know why this stuff didn't stay on base, but boxes and boxes and boxes and crates of MREs. And so I packed a bunch of them when I went away to college, and they were a huge hit with the guys in my dorm. And I look back on it now, and I'm like, there had to be a ton of illegal substances in those. And it made me start thinking, and we were talking about the crap that your parents fed you, that by today's standards, you probably wouldn't give your kids as an adult. What was the first thing that came to mind?
Somebody else had texted, and I feel bad every single time I make it for Liam, which is a few times a week, ramen. Someone said ramen noodles.
So
they're always so on hand, and they're cheap.
Sodium.
I know this. And every single time, like, I made it for him yesterday because it's such a quick after-school snack. And I remember how hungry I was in middle school.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, you're growing, and I remember coming home and just being so hungry, and his teeth were hurting from his braces. And I was like, I'll make you a ramen. And like, I feel bad, but then I don't, you know? So that was it. We always had ramen, but my mom never kept bad food in the house.
Want to bet?
What do you mean?
Did you ever have a bologna sandwich? On pressed white bread?
Core memory.
Oh.
White bread, butter, square cheese.
You should go to prison if that's what you're feeding kids.
I would eat that right now. I would eat that today. And then it sticks and molds to the roof of your mouth. I enjoyed that. Good thought.
Lauren had texted in, my parents gave us fish sticks and cottage cheese on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Fried bologna my parents used to give us.
My dad used to make fried Spam all the time. Amy says powdered milk. Tina says French toast with apples and peanut butter. That sounds amazing.
French toast is no good for you.
Could be.
Well, because you never make it with wheat bread, right?
Right, right. You know what you make it with? You got to go to get that fritter bread from the gas station and then soak it in egg.
Egg and milk.
With vanilla.
And then the syrup on top of that. Oh, it's like a heart attack waiting to happen at my age.
John says McDonald's. And you know, if I had to name something she would make, and I'll probably have it this weekend in honor of St. Patrick's Day, but the corned beef hash out the can like dog food. And it's like my favorite. I get it as an adult. I'll go to restaurants and I'll say, you don't have like the real stuff, do you? Like the real meat and the real potatoes. I want the fake stuff out of the can.
Guys, this is how old I am. I remember my parents making dinner before microwaves, but I remember the old school in the tin pan pot pies.
Yeah.
There are few things on this planet worse for your health than a pot pie. And here was the worst part.
Why is it bad for you? Oh, they have one at Costco.
Full of crap.
It's as big as a car tire.
Well,
have you
there's
seen
part
those?
Of it.
And then it has the white gravy in it, the turkey, the peas, the corn, the potatoes. So good.
So much of that stuff right now is just, we're now realizing is horrible for you. But here was the worst part about it is you'd put it in the oven. It would take like an hour if you wanted the middle to be done. Yeah. And in the meantime, what are you going to eat? Oh, there's some chips laying around or there's some whatever else laying around. And it was and it wasn't like my parents didn't care.
Yeah.
But it was that kind of crap. That and TV dinners. I remember the old TV dinners that came in the metal and you would have to put them again in the oven for so long. And then the middle of the mashed potatoes were always still frozen and you'd have to eat around them and oh God, but it was just horrible for you.
Someone said Braunschweiger?
Braunschweiger. Yeah, I know that is. Yeah, that's, I'm pretty sure Hitler developed that.
Kids cuisine TV dinners. I'll tell you, Shauna, that was like, my mom would always like make dinner, you know, she'd make like spaghetti or she'd make spaghetti pizza, which was always one of my favorites. A kid's cuisine, for some reason, I was like, this is a good night. What about Eric's slice of bread with gravy on top? Is that called on a shingle?
I don't know if I've ever heard. I thought it was an open face sandwich.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
What is that?
And then my grandmother used to call it hot beef commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hot beef commercial.
Hot beef commercial. It's different
Step
than what you
right
think
up.
Hot beef is made for.
This looks amazing. This SOS. Doesn't that look really good?
Oh, my God.
That kind of looks like the Dick Titus commercial at Old Brick House, doesn't it?
Again, ooh. Of course it's delicious. And again, as a parent, you're thinking once a month, not two or three times a week with this crap.
Yeah.
Like, it's no wonder my generation is so obese. Look at the texts that are coming in. This is what we were being fed as young adults. And I'm assuming you're doing a whole lot better as a parent yourself.
Yeah.
But as we started going down memory lane, I was like, those MREs all of a sudden weren't that bad, probably compared to the hot beef commercial.
Right.
Or a giant pot pie. Ugh, this stuff is nasty. If you want to comment, throw us a quick text, will you? Yo, have an amazing St. Paddy's Day weekend, assuming you're listening to the podcast over the weekend. Back Monday with $1,000 cash for you and yet one more pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny next weekend at the Target Center. That'll be during the live show Monday. In the meantime, have a great, safe St. Paddy's Day weekend. Let's finish out the podcast here. What we like to do every Friday is, you know, kind of shuffle up the tarot cards and see what's going on in your future. It started as a joke a few years ago when we bought these tarot cards at a rummage sale for a quarter, and it's turned into some fun. And we get so many people that are like, oh my God, that was so spot on. So let's give it a shot. First, we say good morning to Michael. What's going on, man? What are you doing?
I'm just working at home today.
All right. What do you do? Can you say?
Yeah, I'm an accountant. Thanks. Working at accounting firm.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sparing a little time for us. Kind of a busy time for you this time of the year, I'm assuming.
You do taxes?
I do not do taxes.
Oh,
so it doesn't get really crazy this time of the year for you. It's just kind of normal?
It gets busy, but I do auditing, so different side of the accounting.
You're the mean guy, aren't you?
I try not to be.
Try not to be. All right. Well, let's see what your tarot says. First things first, what we always ask people off the air is, what's your sign? Michael's like, I have no idea. So obviously he's never done anything like this before. We figured out that you're a Virgo.
Yep. And so if someone asks you that in the future, just know you're a Virgo.
Write that down.
But your horoscope for the day, moons are threatening your sense of harmony and connection. Luckily, you're going to have a chance to block out negativity and connect with your nearest and dearest in meaningful ways mid-afternoon. Try to promote healthy boundaries with people, and you'll have a chance to relieve some stress and release some stress as the day closes. Okay? I like when days end like that, not ending cake.
Yeah, sounds like what my day will probably end like.
Okay.
Good. That's what I thought.
Is there anyone that you have to start promoting, like healthy boundaries? Somebody in your business?
No, I don't think so.
Just us asking him 100 questions this morning.
That's what I thought.
Right, it's my job.
Let's go on with this tarot. What card came up?
The card Nine of Wands, which stands for obstacles to overcome and imminent success.
Oh.
So both good. Not bad.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes. All right.
Michael, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you, you too.
Take care. Hello, Trista. How are you today?
Good, you?
Good, good. What are you up to?
Just bringing my son to school.
All right, and then what? What do you got planned for the day?
Gotta go to work.
Gotta. I like it when people are like, gotta go to work. Like, most of us are like, if we didn't have to, we wouldn't. We just sit at home and watch crap TV.
Bernie's gonna change that for all of us.
Oh, Bernie. So we know that Trista is an Aries. So what does her horoscope look like, Kat?
All right. So if you don't have something nice to say, Trista, don't speak at all today about it. This energy could lead to hurt feelings, though you'll have a chance to clear the air and make up should tensions arise. And then it says tonight they're emphasizing a need for solitude, but then good vibes flow in just before midnight, offering moments of clarity leading to a brighter Saturday for you. Okay.
Hey, look at you.
All right.
That's good news. The card that popped out for you was Six of Cups, which stands for nostalgia, innocence, and old flames. Is there somebody that you're thinking about from your past
that you want to talk about right in front of your son?
Yeah.
No old flames, but I have one that keeps coming back and bugging me.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Look at that.
Bugging you for what? Or can we not talk about that?
I'm trying to get back together.
Yeah. He's like, look at that sweet booty. I need more of that.
So it is an old flame coming back. You were once flamed. Okay.
All right, it's uncomfortable for her whole family now, so that's great. Trista, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for being part of our show.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Fortune Friday never lies. The cards never lie.